Nolte, Joe Biden job approval average crashes to new low. By John Nolte on October 20, 2021. His fraudulency. Joe Biden's average job approval rating has just hit a new low of 42% in the Real Clear Politics poll of polls. In just 2 months, Biden collapsed from a healthy 50% average approval rating and 46% average disapproval rating to what is now 42% average approval rating and 51.3% average disapproval rating. In other words, Biden had been 4 points above water. Today he is 9.3 points underwater. That's a massive swing of 13.3 points to the negative in just 8 or so weeks. Of the last 10 polls released, Biden has been upside down in 8 of them. Only fake pollsters, such as Knlal and Reuters, have not shown Biden with a negative rating. Knlal embarrassed itself by releasing a poll that showed Biden with a 50% approval rating and a 50% disapproval rating. The Reuters hoax poll showed Biden at plus 1, with 48% approve, and 47% disapprove. One of the most interesting developments we see in the polling is a couple of examples where Biden actually does worse with surveys of all adults than the tighter screened registered voters. Democrats tend to poll better as you decrease the screening process, and they tend to do better with all adults as compared to registered and, most especially likely voters. For example, one of the most left-wing pollsters out there, Quinnipiac, shows Biden with a 41% approval and 51% disapproval among registered voters. But among all adults, his job approval rating crashed further to 37% approving and 52% disapproving. This finding is backed by a just-released Grinnell College poll that has Biden sitting at 37% approve, 50% disapprove among all adults. On his handling of specific issues, the Real Clear Politics averages show nothing but bad news for slow Joe. By a margin of 42.3% approve and 50.8% disapprove, Rapey Joe is upside down on the economy by 8.5 points. By a margin of 49.4 approve and 44.6 disapprove, Biden is only right side up 4.8 point on his handling of the coronavirus, which was supposed to be his strong suit. There was a time he was up by double digits. On immigration, he's upside down by a whopping 26.9 points thanks to a 31.8% approval rating and 58.7% disapproval rating. On foreign policy, he's upside down by 14.8 points. Only 38.4% approve, while 3.2% disapprove. Where Biden is really crumbling is with independent voters. In 2020, Biden allegedly beat Trump among independents by a margin of 52 to 43%. Quinnipiac currently has Biden's approval among independents at just 28%. Everything that could go wrong is going wrong under Biden, and it is going wrong because of Biden. He's the one who botched Afghanistan. He's the one overheating the economy with a cruel tax of inflation created by his insane spending. He's the one flooding the country with unvaccinated illegals. He's the one undermining confidence in the coronavirus vaccine. He's the one who hired a sociopathic small-town mayor to run transportation and who went on paternity leave as our supply chains fell apart. He's the one strangling our energy sector, which is exploding energy prices. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.